Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber, and even a fan, by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Welcome to the show today, folks. Coach Joyce Barry here. Today, I hope to motivate and inspire you to make a difference, one person and one positive action at a time. Today, you will hear some of my very favorite inspirational and impactful quotes from those who know firsthand about making a major impact in people's lives. For the most part, they may be ordinary people leading extraordinary lives at their own design. So today, I have selected, as I said, some of my very favorites. Hopefully, they will get you off your BUT and BUTTS so you can go out there to random acts of kindness, to pay it forward, and to make a difference, starting with one person at a time.
Okay, without further ado, here are some of my favorites. From Martin Luther King Jr., injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. This by Martin Niemöller. The origins of this poem first have been traced to a speech given by him. He was a Protestant pastor. The speech was given on January 6, 46. There are several versions. Here's one. When they came for the communists, I remained silent. I was not a communist. When they locked up the social democrats, I remained silent. I was not a social democrat. When they came for the trade unionists, I did not speak out. I was not a trade unionist. When they came for the Jews, I remained silent. I wasn't a Jew. When they came for me, there was no one left to speak out. This by Edward Everett Hale. I am only one, but I am one. I can't do everything, but I can do something. The something I ought to do, I can do. And by the grace of God, I will. Another version of the same message from Edward Everett Hale is, I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do. Edmund Burke, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. I added to that version, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men and women to do nothing. This, again, by Edmund Burke. Nobody made a greater difference than he who did nothing because he could do only a little. And then I added, nobody made a greater different mistake than he or she who did nothing because he or she could do only a little. I didn't want to change any words when these are so extraordinary and popular without acknowledging that I was the one who added the gender differences. Stella McCartney, everyone can do simple things to make a difference, and every little bit really does count. Jimmy Carter says, I have one life and one chance to make it count for something. My faith demands that I do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever I can, for as long as I can, with whatever I have to try to make a difference. Wendy Kopp says, you will find it will almost always be more comfortable to sit on the sidelines and critique the builders from afar. But at the end of the day, the people who make a difference, the people who shape history, are not the haters. That's very important because hate begets hate. And I agree that love begets love. So we want to bring a lot more love in the world and get rid of so much of the negativity and the hate. Richard M. Nixon, always remember others may hate you, but those who hate you don't win unless you hate them, and then you destroy yourself. Morgan Wooten says, that's the beauty of coaching. You get to touch lives. You get to make a difference. You get to do things for people who will never pay you back. And they say you never have had a perfect day until you've done something for someone who will never pay you back. Jack Lou says, I think there's no higher calling in terms of a career than public service, which is a chance to make a difference in people people's lives and improve the world. Vera Farmiga says, there are women who make things better. There are women who change things. There are women who make things happen, who make a difference. I want to be one of those women. Amen, I say to that, because I truly do want to be one of those women. And that's why I am so committed to this daily show, Joyce Barry and Friends. So I use that as my format to reach out across the world to make a difference. Maria Shriver says, it's always inspiring to me to meet people who feel that they can make a difference in the world. That's their motive. That's their passion. I think that's what makes your life meaningful. That's what fills your own heart, and that's what gives you purpose. Zig Ziglar says, when you encourage others, you are in the process are encouraged because you're making a commitment and difference in that person's life. How important it is to make a difference in people's lives. We cannot stress enough. Back to Zig Ziglar, who says encouragement really does make a difference. And certainly when you walk the talk, that makes a difference as well. And one of the things that truly makes a difference are all the guests that contribute to the show in their own way, striving to make a difference. Every show is designed to educate, inspire, and motivate you. And here in the very, very wise words of our health guru and our friend Beverly Nadler is why you should be listening to this show every day. And hopefully you are.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, andfriends.com. And you will find in our archives every single show. We started the show 8 years ago. Every show is still in our archives. So anytime you can't join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern for that next hour, you can go to the archives, hear any show 24/7, download them. You can get the links and send those links out to people. And now to continue with some of these great inspirational quotes. Christine Todd Whitman says, anyone who thinks that they are too small to make a difference has never tried to fall asleep with a mosquito in the room. Daniel Kahneman says, optimistic people play a disproportionate role in shaping our lives. Their decisions make a difference. They are inventors, entrepreneurs, political and military leaders, not average people. They get to where they are by seeking challenges and taking risks. The key is being optimistic, believing you can make a difference. And if you believe it and get into action about it, chances are you will. You'll find that thing, whatever it is, your niche, so go for it. That says your coach, Joyce Barry. Jack Canfield says, switching from one career to another can be scary, but it also can be a thrilling experience. Look at it as an opportunity to really go after what you want to accomplish in life and make a difference in the world. The key is to take small, conscious steps and prepare yourself for a successful transition. That reminds me of a poem that I wrote, Think small, but start small and think big. So that ties right in with that, and that this is an original poem. Start small, think big. Don't go zag when you should go zig. Stay on course, you'll reach your goal when it comes from your heart, when it comes from your soul. Now take that first step. You know what's best. Don't go east when you should go west. Keep on smiling. Don't you frown. Always stay up. Never get down. You are bright. You know what's right. For sure it's no mystery to stay in positivity. The choice is yours. Time to begin. You don't want to lose. You want to win. Don't be like the one who blew it. Be the one that knows to just do it. Whatever you do, whatever your approach, get support, a mentor, a role model, a great life coach. Get out your journal. Get out your pen. Put in deadlines and ask yourself, if not now, when? Always ask yourself, if not now, when? That's also a very important distinction. People, even when they think it's a good idea to do things, to go into action, there's this thing called procrastination that holds people back. Don't let it hold you back. The key, the question is, if not now, when? Don't be one of these people that really believes you'll get to something and you believe you will get to it someday. So for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found.
that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
And to drive home that point, if not now, when? I wrote a whole poem just about that, so listen up.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
I really do hope you're taking it all in, folks. Today could be the day that you turn your life around, that you think about others on a whole other level, and to know that everything you put out in the universe, that karma will come back to you. Do good and have good come back to you. Make someone happy today. You'll make yourself happy in the process. Here are some more great, great quotes. Barbara DeAngelis, love and kindness are never wasted. They always make a difference. They bless the one who receives them, and they bless you, the giver. And that's what I was just sharing with all of you. J. Michael Straczynski, take care. Don't fight, and remember, if you do not choose to lead, you will forever be led by others. Find what scares you and do it, and you can make a difference if you choose to do so. Clay Aiken says, it is important that I make a difference in some way. It's not necessary how I make a difference, but I want to make sure that I do. I believe he was one of the people on American Idol. I believe that's who Clay Aiken was. Barbara Mikulski says, each one of us can make a difference. Together we make change. Mark Morial says, Rosa Parks was the queen mother of a movement whose simple single act of heroism sparked the movement for freedom, justice, and equality. Her greatest contribution is that she told us a regular person can make a difference. And those of you who might not just recall her name, just in hearing her name, she was a lady who sparked that civil rights movement by refusing to give up her seat on the bus to a white person. She knew she would be taken to jail. She was fine with that. She wanted to make the point, and that really sparked the civil rights movement. Ralph Waldo Emerson says, "The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well." And I totally agree. To be happy should not be your purpose in life. It should be your daily goal to be at peace and to be happy. Mahatma Gandhi says, "It's the action, not the fruit of the action, that's important. You have to do the right thing. It may not be in your power, be in your time, that there'll be any fruit, but that doesn't mean you stop doing the right thing. You may never know what results can come from your action, but if you do nothing, there will be no result." That was a simple equation. Robert F. Kennedy, "Few will have the greatness to bend history itself, but each of us can work to change a small portion of events. It is from numberless diverse acts of courage and belief that human history is shaped. Each time a man stands up for an ideal or acts to improve the lot of others or strikes out against injustice, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope and crossing each other from a million different centers of energy, and daring those ripples build a current which can sweep down the mightiest walls of opposition and oppression and resistance. The purpose of life is to contribute in some way to making things better." Again, that was Robert F. Kennedy. Gandhi again, "In a gentle way, you can shake the world." I say, I never said to be like me. I say be yourself and make a difference. So all these great leaders are just wanting to inspire you, but you don't have to be them. You don't have to do what they do. Just find the way for yourself to do the right thing. This is a great story by Lauren Isley. "Once upon a time, there was a wise man who used to go to the ocean to do his writing. He noticed a young man who was reaching down to the shore, picking up small objects and throwing them into the ocean. He came closer and called out, 'Good morning. May I ask, what is it that you are doing?' The young man paused, looked up, and replied, 'Throwing starfish into the ocean.' 'I might ask then, why are you throwing starfish into the ocean?' asked the very startled wise man. To this, the young man replied, 'The sun is up, the tide is going out. If I don't throw them in, they'll die.' Upon hearing this, the wise man commented, 'But young man, do you realize that there are miles and miles of beach, and there are starfish all along every mile? You can't possibly make a difference.' At this, the young man bent down, picked up yet another starfish, and threw it into the ocean. As it met the water, he said, 'It made a difference for that one.'" And that story kind of sums it all up. It made a difference for that one. William Arthur Ward said, "Do more than belong, participate. Do more than care, help. Do more than believe, practice. Do more than to be fair, be kind. Do more than forgive, forget. Do more than dream, work." Martin Luther King, again, "No work is insignificant. All labor that uplifts humanity has dignity and importance and should be undertaken with painstaking excellence." Arbuck Minister Fuller said, "Never forget that you are one of a kind. Never forget that if there weren't any need for you and all your uniqueness to be on this earth, you wouldn't be here in the first place. And don't forget, no matter how overwhelming life's challenges and problems seem to be, that one person can make a difference in the world. In fact, it is always because of one person that all the changes that matter in the world come about. So you be that one person." I wrote this original poem on the topic of making a difference. It's called You've Made a Difference. Today and every day, I feel very blessed because you are in my life. You are simply the best. You really are special in all you say and do. You've made a difference in my life. I'm so thankful to have you. What can I say? What can I do? You really are amazing in every single way. You are wonderful and wise. You are powerful and strong. With you in my life, what could possibly go wrong? Just so you know, what I strive to be is always there for you as you are always there for me. I know the angel sent you. I know how much you care. You are clearly in my life because God has put you there. So that was my poem to everyone who touches me in some way, who impacts my life in some way. And I might be talking to you. I might be talking to you and you don't even know it. You may not even know whose life you impact. You might impact someone and then through them, someone else is impacted, and it goes on and on and on. Folks, if you want to know more about my work, my teachings, my seminars, go to Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. That's my official website, and you'll see all the kinds of programs and coaching I do. And you will see testimonials from people across the country that I have coached, both personally and professionally. And here for you now, I just want to share some of my favorite endorsements.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiron Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson. I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed? Charlie Sheen. Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
I do love to hear from our listeners. Joyce Barry at Coach Joyce, rather, at AOL.com. I read everyone, and oftentimes I'll respond back via a call or another email. So why don't you do that? Why don't you send an email in the subject line, put inspiration from Joyce. I'll know it's the show. I like to know the show that prompts people to connect with me. So absolutely do that. In the subject line, you put that, and in the text, you put your name, phone number, best time to reach you, and I'll be happy to talk to you. If you want to know anything about coaching, if you want to know about home businesses, about the shows, you want to recommend guests, topics, you want to come up with topics and let us know you want to hear about it, do that. And on the order of being inspired, John Bell, our favorite voice of reason, in his words, he wrote this on Reflections, and this too might inspire you.
It's funny how every once in a while we start reflecting on life. Has it ever made sense? Will it ever make sense? We wonder why we spend so much time doing things we have to do and so little time doing the things we really want to do. We spend so much time with people who add nothing to our lives and so little time with people we love. We acquire too much that's only temporary and too little that has lasting value. And we face new challenges, but usually with old ideas. We open and close our hearts at the wrong times, often letting in sorrow, excluding joy. We figure out the answers, but usually long after it's too late to solve the problems. And yet we rise each morning, ready to fill another day with our hopes and dreams and aspirations, determined to make it all different. Do it better. Do it right this time. Our dreams are filled with hopes for new tomorrows. And as Langston Hughes said, hold fast to your dreams. For if dreams die, life is but a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. So we must all hold fast to our dreams, so that even when our wings are broken, our spirit is not. Go out and have a great day.
Do go out and have a great day. And in the inspiring message from Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, in her words and in her angelic voice, I'll give you a bit of a song she wrote that always inspires me, called It's Time. Ariana reminds us that dreams don't die. So if you have a dream of going out and making your difference, hear this in her words and again in her angelic voice.
The dance inside. Too soon it's over. She takes her bow, but she'll get back on that stage again somehow. She tries out for the class play, sometimes gets the lead. Studies voice, has no choice, trying to succeed. Once a dream is born inside, it has a life of its own. A tiny seed is a mighty tree when it has grown. Dreams don't die, so the years go by. They live forever. The corner bar. chasing her distant star. Feels a blazing fire deep within her soul. When she will get there, only heaven knows.
Folks, once you know that the dreams don't die, she wants you to know the power. So tap into that power and hear this from the voice of an angel, Ariana. Spoke, he said, God brings forth the love, and love brings forth the God, something to that effect. It was a powerful quote. I don't have it exactly, but it was very moving indeed. And you might recall when I said about happiness should not be your purpose in life, it should be your daily goal. And I do things every day to make me happy in a world of such negativity and nastiness and hostility. So I have to really work at it to get past all of that, with all the calls that come in about people being sick or people passing on. So I wrote this poem called I'm Happy, and our friend Ted Siuba set it to music. Thank you, Ted Siuba. Mm-hmm. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. Ask yourself, what does it take from you? What do you need to do? What do you need to focus on? What energy do you have to give forth? How you can make a difference? Ask yourself those questions. Meditate. See what you come up with. Love is the only way, said that pastor. It was called his love sermon. He was an African-American pastor, and he fired up the wedding party because it was so moving, so inspiring, and it was all focused on love. It was an amazing sermon. So, folks, think about it. You know, focus on the things you can do, things that will make someone else happy, things that will make you happy, and giving you receive those very things yourself. You want kindness, send it out there. You want love, send it out there. You want peace, you be at peace. You be the role model. You walk the talk. And I want to conclude with my personal prayer for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles. May yesterday be the last day, not today. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. That's my personal special prayer for all of you. Go out and make someone happy today. Make yourself happy today. Go out and make a difference. Do that random act of kindness. Pay it forward. And folks, we do want you to sing along with us, laugh along with us, dance along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day.
Wow.
And listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Wow.